Hey guys, this is Anna. So before we get on with the show today, let's hear from our sponsor. Hey guys, this is Anna. So definitely have a lot I want to talk about today. I think today we're probably gonna focus more on asexuality and aromanticism. Those are two identities, that it doesn't really get much talking about, even in the LGBT community, just not much discussion about asexual people, aromantic people, whatever, And I am both, and so I feel like maybe it's time we, have a bit of a discussion. So we're definitely gonna kind of get into that. We might actually only have one segment today, to be honest. Don't really have, because I don't really have much entertainment stuff to talk about. So, yeah, we might only be doing one segment today. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. So, anyway, let's kind of get start diving into things. So, I was yesterday, when I'm recording this, Tuesday, the 2nd of March. So yesterday, March 1st, I had to drive an hour and a half. So I live in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I had to drive about an hour and a half up to Goshen, Indiana, because that's where the informed consent clinic where I started transitioning is. And I went up for my 1 year HRT checkup. The doctor wasn't in, but so I dealt with a nurse practitioner. Yeah, not didn't really have much good news from that, to be honest. So a few weeks ago, I lactated. I was out shoveling, and just as I came in, I felt my left breast just like something in my left breast happening. Like it was only like a second or two, it was not long, like just a few seconds. I didn't really know what was going on. But then, like, as I was taking off my coat, I felt my shirt slightly wet over the top nipple. I could see a little bit of it soaking through. Not much, I'm not saying it was like a whole bunch of nut. It was just a little. Just enough to notice that there was wetness. And I immediately, kind of took off my shirt and definitely noticed some liquid coming out of my nipple. So I mentioned that to my doctor. Well, the nurse practitioner first, and yeah, she actually had to bring in several others. Yeah, they were very, very concerned. They asked me to do some self breast exams, which I've not yet to do, to be honest. And they want other breast exams, including, and they want me to talk to the doctor about it, but apparently, so I have something to speak with the doctor. And apparently, it's a very good chance that they'll be asking me to get a mammogram done. They are kind of concerned about that. So, hopefully, it's nothing. I am hoping it's nothing. But yeah, that's definitely, kind of got me on edge. I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely on edge from that. So, yeah, not good, And it doesn't really, it's a not needed addition to my worries, but in addition to not having a job yet, it's still definitely pretty darn depressed from that, Applied for a cleaning job, but the thing is, I don't have any phone service right now because I have no money at all and overdraft fees. So, chances are they may have called me by now. I just don't know. So, like, I was just kind of hoping that they would email me, but can't really control that. So for all I know, I got several places calling me, but because I got no phone service, got nothing. So yeah, that's fun. That's really fun. Anyway, so got that going on. Anyway, so yeah, I mean that's probably about everything going on in my personal life right now. So yeah, shall we dive in to asexuality and aromanticism? So, as I said, I am both aromantic and asexual. They were definitely things I kind of learned a bit later. Okay, so I accepted I was probably aromantic and asexual before I accepted that I was trans. And it was definitely interesting, It was just kind of like clicked, like, oh my God, yep, that perfectly describes me because, I gotta be honest. I never understood romantic behaviors or, sexual desire, I just never felt it. Like, there was never a point in my life where I was like, oh my God, or it's like, I would like to fuck you. Like, it just never, like, there was no point where it's just like, I want to have sex. Like, I don't know. Like, here's the thing, like, I've always, I guess, kind of wanted to get married and, to be a mom, like I always wanted to be a parent, always wanted to be married, but it's different. Like, okay, it's really hard to explain, like the difference between romance and love, like it's hard to explain, So it's hard to explain, like, why I wanted to get married, and why it wasn't necessarily romantic, why I wanted to be a parent, but, didn't want sex, So, like, first off, when I first wanted to be a mom was when I was, like, really little, didn't even know such a thing called sex existed, And then once I did find out that sex existed, yeah, I definitely didn't want sex. Especially once I realized that, that I was going to have sex as a guy and that I couldn't be a mom, That was definitely, like, always a no-no. So to be fair, much of my asexuality is kind of probably tied in to being trans, but, like, I don't know, just never had the desire, male or female. Like, even if I were to, get bottom surgery someday, like, which, I mean, definitely, I do hope to get it, but realistically, probably not realistic chance of happening, considering how damn expensive it is, and all that stuff, but, and, like, it just never appealed to me. Like, even if I were to get it, like, I just don't see myself, like, wanting to have sex. Like, I just don't see it. Like, there's no part of me where it's just like, yeah, if I were to, get a vagina, I could have sex. Like, I mean, like, okay, like, I could, but I wouldn't want it, if that makes sense. Like, I could never have sex as a guy. Like, it just, no, like, oh God, no, just, I am not joking when I say I would rather die than have sex as a man. Like, sex as a woman, like, I'm not going to say if I'd rather die than have sex. Like, it's not that thing. Like, yes, I could. I just wouldn't want it. I would do everything I could to not have it. Unless, like, God, for some odd reason, would, like, command me to do so, Like, why would, like, I don't see him doing that, It's like, I just don't have a desire to have sex. Whether male or female, like, it's just not a thing to me. And when I look at, marriage, like, I always wanted to get married, nothing, but it, not necessarily because of, romantic love or anything. Like, for instance, like, I've always, like, thought, like, outward sign shows of love to just be shallow. Like, I've never, like, thought they were, I never found them appealing one bit, Never was interested in doing them or having anyone do them to me. Like, for instance, like sitting in a restaurant, just you two, candlelight, at a fancy schmancy restaurant. Like, it just, no. Romantic walks in the park, no. Sitting at a beach together, no. Or how about, I don't know. Buying each other chocolate or flowers, or, again, like, celebrating Valentine's Day. Like, no. Or a big wedding, all your family and friends, a nice, a awesome reception. Like, no. It's just, none of that appeals to me at all. Never has. Like, and if I'm being honest, I don't even understand why other people would want them, period. Like, people who want that stuff, it's just like, are we even the same species? Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, for me, I guess marriage has always just been like, yeah, it's always come down to either kind of like two things, like, you benefit each other by living together in some way, being married, like, financially. Honestly, that's probably the biggest thing, like, the financial benefits to being married. And the other thing is, like, just like, hey, we're really good friends, I get lonely often, like, I prefer not to live alone necessarily, Why don't we live together, get married, Basically, as we're just best friends, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but, like, romance has never played a part in it, and to be fair, at this point, I kind of accepted I'm not going to get married, and it's not something I'm actively pursuing or chasing after at all, It's just like, eh, ever get married, like, it has nothing to do with romance, like, I honestly don't understand, like, love, like, like, romantic love, like, having this person that you love so deeply, that, like, you want to live there for the rest of life, like, for me, it's just, like, a practical thing, like, doing so would just be a strictly practical thing, like, yeah, it's financially beneficial to us, like, there's, or, there's some further goal, like, we have, like, a similar goal or something, so might as well, Might as well, but, like, even then, it's not like I would necessarily, I guess, like, when it's like you're like the only person I spend time with, like, I don't want to spend like all my free time being with you. Like, I guess really at the end of the day, it kind of comes down to a more financial thing, In addition to like, hey, we get along really well together, probably best friends most likely, Probably have like similar goals in life, Why not, For instance, I could see someday wanting to adopt, like, despite the fact, I don't want to, have sex, like, I'm not gonna pretend that, my desire to be a parent has gone, Like, it's definitely something I kind of am, definitely interested in, Like, I really would like to, be a mom, But for me, I guess, like, for instance, when it comes to sex, like, I'm sorry, like, I just never could look at a child and be like, I'm your father, like, I am your biological father, my sperm made you, like, no, I just couldn't do that, like, if I were to be a parent, like, and I've known this for years now, I mean, I'm talking years, like, decade or so, like, it's gonna be adopting, like, I'm going to adopt. Like, that's how it's going to be if I ever parent, And so, like, I could see, maybe someday get married, like, hey, let's parent, together. I'm the mom, where I can finally be the mother, And actually say, like, it be like if a straight face, in a non-dysphoric way, like, yeah, I am, in the motherly role, like, I don't have that thought, like, oh my God, my sperm made you, like, no, I'm sorry, I literally could not do that, like, there is no part of me that could do that at all, know that I'm the biological father, like, it just couldn't happen, I'm sorry, it just straight up could not, never happen, and so, like, I could see that happening, but it's, like, I just don't under, like, I really honestly just don't understand, like, the desire for romance, or, like, how people, like, fall in love or whatever, like, it is honestly a mystery to me, like, I just don't get it, but even more so, like, I was talking to my friend Elsa, and we were discussing, like, why, like, why do, like, straights, like, love romantic stuff so much, like, for instance, we were talking about her parents, and how they love, like, Hallmark movies and all that shit, like, and they're, it's so cynical, like, these Hallmark movies, like, they're so formulaic, like, for all about, first off, it promotes, white heteronormativity, like everyone in those movies are like middle class white and heterosexual. And they also, glorify the farmer small town life and denigrate the urban life in some way, so like so cynical, and let's be honest, kind of disgusting in that way. But it's just like, I just don't get it. Like, why, what is it? Like, I just don't get why it's so appealing to straights and all that stuff, just romantic people in general, Like, I get it. Like, you experience romance, but, like, why do you enjoy it so much? Like, enjoy watching somebody else do it so much. Like, even in, like, movies and stuff like that where it's completely fake. Like, what is it about that that's so appealing? Like, it's not real. Or, even when it's, like, somebody else in real life, like, what brings you so much joy in seeing, like, somebody else has experienced romantic love? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know. I just don't get it. I straight up don't understand anything about romantic culture or anything like that. Like, I'll never understand the cisgenders, the straights, the romantic, the allo, like, what is it? Oh God, what is the term? Allo, whatever is like full term. I don't remember. Okay, like, I'm not really that ingrained in asexual and romantic culture. Despite the fact that I am definitely asexual and aromantic, I am not that ingrained in asexual and romantic culture. I am very involved in trans culture, but definitely not a aro or ace culture. I that's definitely, I know that's something I need to, remedy at some point, but I don't know. Definitely not something I do. I am that involved in. Like, I don't know all the terms, to be honest. I know I need to remedy that, If I'm going to advocate for asexual and aromantic people better, And that really is important, especially because, like, it really ticks me off. Like, trans meds seem to be the people who are most anti-asexual, especially including them in the LGBT community, which is bullshit, by the way, because, like, asexuals have always been LGBT, like, there's literally, like, you can even find, like, I forget the name of the paper, but it was a trans liberation newspaper from 1970 where they literally listed asexuality as LGBT. So it's like, they've always been LGBT. So, like, these trans meds, the self-proclaimed defenders of the trans community and all, like, no, we just want, those who have always been LGBT to be LGBT, We don't want to, just add willy-nilly all these LGBT identities. Like, well, guess what, dipshit? Like, asexuality has always been recognized as LGBT, including by the trans community, So it's like, you do nothing to benefit the trans community, is basically what I'm saying. But, where was I going with this? God, where was I going with this? Okay, so I was talking about, oh God. I have no idea where I was going with all that. I went off on some little rabbit trail. It just, I like, I'm like deep in the woods now. I am like deep in the woods. I cannot see the trail. There's no going back. Oh boy. I really need to, I need to work on not going off on trails, like little tangents like that. But yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, God, I remember where I was going with that. Okay, yep, I remember. Okay, so, asexuality is something that is definitely denigrated in society. Like, asexual people are basically kind of persecuted for being asexual. Like, I have a friend who I know who was actually, like, straight up kicked out of her mom and her stepdad literally kicked her out of her house. And I think may have even disowned her, I don't know if they did or not, Like, but they definitely kicked her out of the house for being asexual. So yes, there are repercussions for being asexual. Like, people will discriminate against you for that. They will kick you out for that stuff. Like, it's a bullshit narrative that asexuals are privileged and all that stuff. Like, they never discriminated against it. Everyone's just saying, that's bullshit. Like, no, that's bullshit. Like, I have a friend who literally got kicked out of their house because her mom and stepdad were unaccepting. Like, let's not pretend that asexuals are, like, privileged and all that shit, you know? That no one gives a fuck if you're asexual. Like, no, that's not true. People care. People absolutely care if you're asexual or not. But yeah. So, like, I definitely need to get better at that so I can advocate better, you know, so that we don't see a repeat of my friend, you know, so that other asexuals don't get kicked out just for being asexual. I think that's pretty damn abhorrent. And it's definitely something I need to kind of study more, you know, on my part, especially being asexual and aromantic myself. And I'm not saying that she's aromantic. I actually don't know. But, you know, like, other aromantics, you know, whether she is or not, you know, I need to get better at that. Anyway, I am just, like, been rambling on for a while now about just nonsense. So, anyway, that's all I really got for today. If you enjoy my content, feel free to support me on Patreon. The link will be in the description below. You know, you can also support me via Cash App, PayPal, and Venmo. Be sure, you know, send me an email. You can see the email in the link below, you know, in the description box below. You know, send me a question or a comment for my podcast. And if you use the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm, you know, you can send me a message, which you can play on air, you know. And, you know, but also, you know, if you have a comment or question you don't want to be, you know, answered on air, you know, just email me, you know, and mention you don't want that, you know. And, yeah, that's everything. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Peace.